You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Dr. Erin Carr Jordan from Arizona, who made history a couple of years ago when she was banned from, I think it was 8 McDonald's in the area. Erin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Nice to talk to you again.
Now, the last time we spoke, Erin, was I think in November or December of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you had just broke headlines because you were banned. Was it 8 McDonald's? Is that right?
It was, yeah. The gentleman owned 11. I was banned from the 8 that had Playlands.
Okay. And of course, the way you made history was that you had gone into this McDonald's because one of your kids wanted to have, I guess, something to eat. And then you had made your way into the Playland and you had seen physically and up close and personal how dirty these are. You asked them to clean it. And I'm going from my memory here, which is a little bit faulty, but you had asked the manager or worker to clean it up and they said, yeah, okay. And you went back and you saw it was the same. They didn't do anything and it was very filthy. And then you actually went on a quest, not just in Arizona, but to other states across the country to check out these play places and playlands and whatever other names they have for them. And you found some very interesting stuff. And of course, we discussed this at length during our first interview. But now you've made some very, very significant strides in your goal to actually have these play places and playlands cleaned up. Am I right?
Yeah, we have. We finished the study. The study took about a year to conduct. We went to just shy of 25 states and examined more than 75 locations. And we looked at things, variables such as levels of pathogens, broken equipment, debris and trash, and graffiti. And we used those as our markers for levels of safety. And we really did conduct this as a national study. The study's actually been submitted and accepted at the upcoming American Psychological Association, where there's expected to be 15,000 attendees. And we've submitted to the American Public Health Association as well. And all of that research and the national significance of this as far as it relates to children's health and safety has resulted in regulation being enacted here in Arizona. And just this week, we have bills going up in both Minnesota and Illinois. We made a lot of progress in California, and we hope to make progress in Texas next year as well.
Wow. And this is an amazing story because you're saying we, but wasn't it really just you in the beginning?
It's just me still. I say we. I think of myself as me, as the people just sort of working on behalf of parents and people who care about children. I have a research partner who's the microbiologist. She looks at all of the immunological data and the microbiologic data, and she does the interpretations for that. I never purport myself to be a microbiologist or someone who specializes in that. So she's a consultant in that regard, but I did all of the analyses and all of that. But when I say we, I mean broader perspective, I guess.
Right. You're kind of just downplaying your contribution to this whole thing. It's just basically you. And I know that person was there before. It's the same person?
Yeah, it's the same person, yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is very significant because here is one person, just one person who decided to do something. And that's one of the things I think that makes this country so great is that you can have one person who decides to do something right and they get it done. Look at this. This is amazing. I'm sorry, but you've had laws changed in states.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, that we'll have consensus across the 50. This is one of those, you know, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. This is really just a common sense thing. You can look in there and see it's a problem, and it's so easily rectifiable, and it's not a burden in any way to businesses. So from every perspective, from the perspective of taking care of children and protecting them, and from the businesses protecting themselves and increasing their revenue, really, it is just such a common sense issue to which there is a very simple response that's not burdensome for anyone, and really just put safeguards in place for children. That's it.
And the first state that instituted it, what state was that and what exactly did they do?
Arizona, my home state, which is really fantastic because we're traditionally an anti-regulatory state, which sort of lends itself to the fact that this is a nonpartisan issue, and we did have bipartisan support. What we did here in Arizona was basically say that there should be signs inside the playgrounds letting parents know that washing children's hands before they eat significantly reduces the impact or the likelihood of infection or illness. We also have wash stations or sanitizing stations immediately in the vicinity of the playground because the closer it is, the more likely people are to use it. And then they just have to be cleaned at least once per shift. That's it. And so it's pretty simple. And places like Chick-fil-A were already taking these steps beforehand. They even testified in support, as did the director of the Environmental Health Department. And we worked directly with the Restaurant Association to make sure that we had a mutually palatable solution. So everybody really does recognize the problem and came together to create a solution that was in the best interest of children and in the best interest of business.
That's amazing. Are you still banned from those McDonald's?
I believe so, but I have no desire to go there anyway, so it's all good.
Okay, the next 8, tell me about that.
California, we actually made it all the way through the assembly and the Senate before being vetoed by the governor. We're working on going back up again next year, or if something falls off this year, we'd like to go back up. He was under the impression, Jerry Brown was under the impression, that the existing law actually covered indoor playgrounds, which it doesn't. They're not considered part of the restaurant itself. So even though there's a bill in place or a law in place that says that the restaurant, everything in it has to be in good repair, that doesn't include the playland because it's not considered part of the restaurant, which is sort of one of the things that we're trying to combat. So hopefully that will be rectified this year, if not next year for sure. And then very similar to the Arizona law and to the California bill, Illinois and Minnesota are putting up the same thing, basically that everything inside the restaurant, including the playland, has to be in good repair and has to be clean and in good working order. And there's guidelines for signage and then wash stations. So again, not reinventing the wheel, going directly in alignment with what's already in place by the manufacturer's guidelines. And again, not intending to be burdensome to the owner operators in any way, in fact, trying to protect them.
Mm-hmm. You would have thought that Governor Brown would have been given the correct information about this before he vetoed it, right?
You would think. It was really surprising, the veto. I mean, I don't think I can convey how shocking that was to all of us, because we really did have bipartisan support. The director of the health department testified in support, indicating that they don't currently do it. It's not currently part of their inspection. And that was at the very first hearing they came out when we did the appropriations hearing. So the information should have been given to them. The way it reads, unless you actually read the part about the playlands, it reads like it presumably would be included, but it's not.
So we've got Arizona, California, Illinois, and Minnesota, right?
Correct.
Okay. Any other states on the radar?
No, not yet, but I would love to see them.
Well, you do have a website, of course, kidsplaysafe.net, is that right?
That's it, yes,
okay.
Correct.
And you're also on Facebook, where folks can come, and they do. I was just checking it out just recently. They come and they give words of encouragement, they tip you off about places. What can listeners do to help in this cause?
I think probably the most important thing people can do, first and foremost, make sure that if you take your kids to play in one of these, that you're asking some simple things, like when was the last time you had your structure cleaned? How do you clean it? When was the last time you did a safety inspection? Looking inside to see if there's visible debris or if there's cracks in the structure or anything that's noticeable just to the naked eye. If you see that kind of stuff, just don't play in there. That's first and foremost, because my biggest concern in this is children and their safety. And then secondary to that, please, if you are somebody who wants to help me make a difference in this, reach out to your legislator. You can email me directly. Tell me who that person is. I will reach out to them. I will fly to meet with them. I will bring them a copy of the entire study that we've done, pictures that we've taken. I am more than happy to meet with anybody. I meet with the president of restaurant associations and, you know, really just show your support for the bill and let them know that this is something that you would like them to be a part of and you would like them to bring forward in your state. That's the biggest help to me.
Okay. And your email is on your website there?
It sure is. Yeah.
Okay. And one last question. The banning was big news. Have there been any other types of repercussions?
No, not at all. In fact, most people have been supportive, including some of the restaurant associations and the merchant associations and health departments and environmental health people. We really did look at this from as broad a perspective as we could. We brought in pediatricians, family practitioners, everybody that we thought could be impacted by this. We got their opinion, and almost everybody is on board. And I would say the only people who weren't were McDonald's, to be honest with you. Everybody else really seems to have taken a solid approach to correcting the problem and understands that there has to be behind the corrective action. So if a problem exists, being able to do something about it is paramount. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of bad apples there. And it shouldn't be a crapshoot for parents. You should be able to take your kids to any one of these places and know that they're safe to just go up and play.
Yeah. And incidentally, since I've been educated by you, I do not allow, neither my wife nor myself allows our son to go into these things. And he accepts it. You know, he sees the other kids in there, but no, you can't. It's just too filthy.
I mean, it really is. So the study we just finished, we found 93.9% of them had unsafe levels of pathogens. So the things that cause significant illness and infection, that's all we cared about. We didn't care about the stuff that was considered normal bacteria or the stuff that you would call dermy. We didn't even look at that. What we looked at is the stuff that causes serious illness and infection. 93.9% of a study that was a national study looking at 75 locations randomly selected across the country. That is a really high number. That's an unacceptable number. And 85% of them had broken equipment.
Wow, that is a huge number. And of course, the mainstream media helped in this, because you've been on a couple of big name shows, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I could not have done this without the media. I consider them the voice of the people. And the way to solve this problem is to share information. And if more parents know about it and are taking proper precautions, then more children are protected. So I am grateful beyond words to the media for everything that they've done.
They can do good things sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Erin Carr Jordan, you are a great woman, a great American. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It's an amazing success story. One person, just one person, against all of these odds, has done that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.